and diamonds for top dollar and get cash or store credit. And don't forget, right now with any purchase over $150, you'll receive two tickets to Michael Jackson 1 or Beatles Love, your choice. Why would you go anywhere else? You can't beat this deal, and you can only get the Golden Hockey Puck Necklace at Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Order yours today. For the best quality and service and everyday affordable prices, come see our friends at Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers in the Fashion Show Mall.
Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers, celebrate the moment.
Hey, homeowners, listen up. Interest rates are rising, and experts agree they'll continue to rise. So you need to seriously think about refinancing now before rates go up more. The longer you wait, the more interest you might pay. So if you even thought about pulling cash out of the equity in your home to pay off credit cards, car loans, or purchase an investment property, you need to make the cash call now at 855-875-CASH before mortgage rates rise anymore. Cash Call Mortgage can still refinance your loan at a low fixed interest rate for a flat fee of just $995 and will pay all third-party closing costs. Call 855-875-CASH today to begin the quick and easy process. We close most loans in less than 21 days to get you the cash you need fast. That's 855-875-CASH.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, One City Boulevard, Orange, California, 92868, NMLS, 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing, terms, conditions, and restrictions.
That's 855-875-CASH.
Drake.
God's plan. God's plan.
And Migos bring you Aubrey and the Three Amigos Tour, Friday and Saturday, October 5th and 6th, MGM Grand Garden Arena. American Express card members, get your tickets now through Thursday, May 17th at 10 p.m. before the general public on Friday, May 18th at 10 a.m. For tickets, visit AXS.com. Performing as part of the American Express Concert Series. Supply is limited. American Express terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
ESPN Radio, 1100 and 100.9 FM, is KWWN Las Vegas,
K265EZ.
The Vegas Golden Knights run in the Stanley Cup playoffs continues. ESPN Las Vegas is live from Toshiba Plaza in front of T-Mobile Arena. It's the VGK pregame show, presented by Battle Born Injury Lawyers.
Yepers, thanks to Justin Watkins, Matt Hoffman for making it all possible. Extended pregame out in front of Game 3. We just had a great conversation. Boy, if you like hockey talk, go back on the podcast later tonight, tomorrow. Ken Wiebe from the Winnipeg Sun just joined us, and really cool guy, Dan Duva, missed Game 1 to attend his brother's wedding. I'd have a tough time doing that, missing play-by-play of the first game of the Western Conference Finals for my brother's wedding.
At least it was his first wedding. That was the important part.
My bros are old, and they'd be going on, a second and a third marriage? They'd be like, yeah,
I'm out.
Bad planning, sorry.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
And they don't like me that much anyway, so what's the difference?
We should have asked him what he would have done if it was Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals.
He's out.
I think he definitely would have just called the game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No,
I don't want to speak for him, but I mean, yeah.
But we're going to.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what we're going to do.
Because I got the feeling he was hedging on what he should do in this case.
Yeah.
I don't know. If it's the Game 7 of Stanley Cup Finals, you do the game.
Big 5 time.
Battle Born Injury Lawyers presents the Big 5 at 5. Number 5.
So, two things I hate in sports talk radio. Segments. I've given my little lecture on that. No one knows what a segment is. The second one is slow time. There's never been a slow time. There never ever is a slow time. And certainly, right now in this town, there's no slow time. Like, we can't get everything we want to get in the show. We would actually be talking World Cup. I don't know what it is. When is it?
Coming up in a couple weeks.
Right? And the U.S. isn't in, so that would give me material to flip out that we're not in. So World Cup stories are coming down the pike, and I feel like I'm not involved. So we found a good one today with what Argentina is. By the way, where's the World Cup?
Russia.
Ooh.
Russia.
I knew that. Yeah. That should be fun. We're all calm, though, right? On the venues and all that, right? Because remember, before the Olympics in Sochi, there was freakout time.
Yeah. We're good. All now right. that they're – I mean, they have to run two countries, but you know, they've got everything squared away.
I get it. Okay. Good one.
Yes.
Sure.
So the Argentine
put us aside yes, for 3 weeks.
The Argentine Football Association. Like, the U.S. can run themselves for a couple weeks. Argentine Football Association decided to have a seminar for everyone that's going. Players, coaches, executives, even media. They're like, here's some stuff about Russia. Here's some stuff about the culture. Here's, like, how do you tip? Stuff like that. You have to learn the culture of somewhere. What are the best places to go for food? All these sorts of things you have to know. Now, apparently, this happened yesterday. One of the lessons in their course book was how to have a chance with a Russian girl. You're going to be over there. You're probably going to want to...
Playing soccer. It's all soccer.
Well...
World Cup football.
World Cup's kind of different. I mean, this is for executives, media, everyone that's going.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's not just for the players.
I thought it was just for the players.
No. It's for everyone. For executives, coaches, players, media, like production people.
Come on.
All those.
We know how the executives are going to get women. Cut it out.
Yeah.
Open up your
Open up your wallet. We're doing what? Pickup lines? Tips?
Apparently, the girls there will even come use your bed as a bathroom. It's great. What do we hear?
Boy, the jokes are endless.
It's true. Dixon's great. It's great.
I like that he can't just leave it at a subtle jab. He has to follow up like four times and explain
it.
Either you get it or you don't.
I don't even know what that meant.
Okay.
I was just saying it. That's what I've heard. I don't know. So the list, though, when you go through it, it's I don't know that it's anything specific to Russian girls.
It's just women in general?
It's very weird. So number one, Russian girls, like any girls, pay close attention. If you're clean, you smell good, and you go well-dressed. First impression is very important. They pay attention to your image.
Okay.
Were there people going there thinking, you know what? Stinky communist.
What are these dudes?
Little B.O.? She's going to like this.
These people are like 15. I feel like this is just like a guidebook on how to be normal.
The best part in the comment was like any women. Okay,
yeah,
well, then move on.
You just admitted it. Yeah. Next.
Russian girls do not like to feel like objects. Many men, because the Russian women are beautiful, only want to take them to bed. Maybe they want it too, but they are people who want to feel important and unique.
Go figure.
The advice is to treat the women who is in front of you with their own ideas and wishes, pay attention to their values and personality. Don't ask stupid questions about sex. For Russians, that's very private and not a topic to discuss in public.
I feel like some of our leaders could use this handbook and not the Argentine soccer players.
What do you think of that comment? Is that different than American women?
I don't think so.
Ask them questions about sex. They're very private.
Women in America tend to be more outspoken, Sex in the City-ish.
Are all Russian women the same? Are all American women the same?
I think this is that's what they're saying, yes.
Russian
girls hate boring men. If you do not have topics to talk about, if you're just thinking about what to say after, then you are not enjoying the moment as you will be disconnected from it. Remember, you are a foreigner and you can speak to her about her country, how you live, the interesting things that you can see in your country. Remember, it's very important to invite her to participate with your topics.
By the way, I'm guaranteeing, going back to two, that the Kirilenko wife does not mind talking sex.
That's true.
So wait, be clean, be polite, don't talk about yourself, and don't treat them like objects.
This will never work.
Number four, don't be negative.
Oh, well, you're out. Adam's not getting laid in Russia.
Women avoid people that only see the negative things in the work and relationships in life. Five, do not ask the typical questions. Be original. Usually they like to know about you, so give them information about you. Remember, many of the girls will not know about your country, so you have an advantage over Russian men.
Are we looking at this the wrong way? Is this actually like an excoriation of Argentinian men?
Like, yeah, don't be yourself.
Yeah.
Don't be Argentinian.
Like, you guys are lame, and all you want is easy sex and to talk about sex.
Russian women like men that take initiative. If you don't have confidence, you'll need to practice talking with more women.
Wow.
I just feel like this is good life advice for, like, any teen in any country.
Seven, they don't like you to have a monopoly on the conversation. I see that problem in men who are very selfish, sometimes with men who get nervous talking to a pretty girl. It's necessary you change your attitude, but for nervous guys, relax. It's only a girl, nothing more.
Hey, Chrissy, do us a favor. Just relabel this, send it out on the ESPN Las Vegas account, and just say, this is how you get women in Vegas.
Adam's Guide to Getting Chicks in Vegas.
It's the Vegas Guide to Getting Women if you're not going to pay for them.
Eight, do not try to impress the girl the wrong way. Maybe you try to impress her by talking about the money you have, that you know everything, that you are perfect, and the others are poor, stupid people. In the end, if the girl has a little sense, she will bounce you. Be real and talk about you in real terms.
That should be advice for American men.
I'm telling you.
True.
This should be printed and put on every major street corner in every city in America.
In summation, normally Russian women pay attention to important things, but of course you will find girls who only pay attention to material things. In the money, if you are handsome, Do not worry. There are many beautiful women in Russia.
Oh, yeah.
Not all are good for you. Be selective.
Be selective?
What?
What kind of approach is that? Now, that's terrible advice. Yeah.
Bryce Harper's, Harper's glove does not approve.
Yeah. Going to cast a wide net. That's the key.
Russian women. All right, next story.
Number four.
Might have mumbled there, huh? Next story. Number four.
Number four.
I have to be more definitive.
Next!
Number four.
We're going to move on. Okay. Now we're just screwing around. All right, we're getting ready for a 6 o'clock start. VGK and the Winnipeg Jets. Series tied at one. Super Bowl, we're looking at what now? Coming up on 4 full months, something like that, since the Super Bowl, 3.5 months.
Right.
Lane Johnson, Eagles, O-lineman, still doing lots of interviews, still doing podcasts. And like much of America, he don't like the Patriots. He went on the Steve Austin podcast, and the Eagles offensive lineman continued to discuss the much-hated New England Patriots.
Here's what pissed me off is... You know, the Patriots, obviously, you know, I respect their coach. I respect Bill. I respect Tom Brady. But just because the way they won the Super Bowls, the Patriot way, is that how everybody else is supposed to do the same thing? No, it's not. And that's what I got mad at the arrogance by them.
So he's mad at how arrogant they are.
Yeah, I can see that.
He goes on from there to tell Steve Austin that not only are they arrogant, but they try to intimidate owner and coaches and Bobby Kraft and Belichick. Are out there talking trash.
You know, there's obviously some stuff behind closed doors. You know, they're literally, their owner talking to our owner. You know, Bill talking to our head coach for the game. You know, I'm not going to say it, but, you know, a lot of, you know, kind of built up to that. And I just got tired of hearing about it, man, to be honest.
More beeps than Ted Pretty.
I like it. That's a good line. You have a problem with this. Lane Johnson talking about the Patriots. Why?
Well, I mean, if
he's asked about it. But you know what I'm actually annoyed with? Chrissy, when you pulled this, did Steve Austin do a follow-up? Like, what trash did they talk? I want to, because Lane Johnson's like, I'm not going to talk about it. Yeah, you are. I want to know specifically what
you brought it up.
Belichick and Kraft did.
Yeah, I sifted through an hour of this conversation, and
so nothing,
he
huh?
didn't ask the question that everybody wanted an answer to.
Yeah, I want to hear what is there something else you wanted an answer to?
What exactly the beef was.
Okay, I want to know what Kraft would say to Jeffrey Lurie, maybe 12 years younger. Is Bobby Kraft, is he like all tough now that he's hanging out with Meek Mill and who's the other guy, Gucci Mane?
I'd be tougher if I had Meek in my Rolodex. I feel like I'd walk with a little more upright if I knew I could call on Philadelphia and bring him to my...
Yeah, if I were you, I wouldn't worry about walking more upright and getting in more beefs, Big Mac. I've heard more stories about you.
What does that mean?
You have enough problems out there, okay? You don't need to be picking more fights because Meek's got your back.
What if that's what it was? You're from Philly, but I'm getting Meek out of jail. What? What?
Is that what he did? Yeah. He did the what?
Yeah.
78-year-old Bob Kraft.
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
Flinches at him.
He's hanging with Meek.
Punk.
Come at me, bro.
What does Belichick do to former NFL player Doug Peterson, who's a pretty good-sized guy? What's he saying?
I don't think
I want to know what they said. This is juicy.
I feel like, if anything, it was just like a sarcastic comment that got blown out of proportion in the locker room. Like, Belichick said something about, like, he might not want to run that, you know, that quarterback draw, we know it's coming kind of thing, and then... You know, it got blown up.
Well, Lane Johnson also provided more bulletin board material saying basically he didn't give a crap about Brady because he doesn't have to face him. He said, getting ready for the game, he looked across and he's like, this line's not going to do crap against us. So he dumped on the Patriots defensive line. And the other thing he said is the Patriots do, because of their arrogance and the ability to intimidate, a lot of teams walk on the field and they are beaten before they even snap the ball, before they even kick it off. And I think he is right.
Yes,
on that front.
He cares about the Patriots so little that he continues to talk about them for months.
He's doing an interview where he's asked about it. And by the way, what is wrong with talking about this is what we want? You lame asses who want football players not to speak anymore.
You want to yell back?
No.
We did this in Area 51, or the 51's game.
We shout
turn
out
it up!
The Jets have been grounded for the evening.
Yeah! No pegging!
They're going to use that one?
Oh, I would really hope that we could lay claim to the best hashtag in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Because that is ours. We spent your demanding ass wanting 35 different Winnipeg hashtags and putting the gears and grinding to us. Make sure we got it. We got that, and we got hashtag white ain't right. Those are the two top hashtags in all Stanley Cup playoff history.
All right. Let's move on.
Number three.
Do we just let him scream the whole time?
I don't know if people can actually hear. If they could, I would say we just...
Yeah, it's clear.
Okay. She's like, no, you can absolutely hear that.
I'm just waiting with my finger on the dump button.
I don't think this guy's going to curse to the whole crowd.
No, there's children. Know. There's children in the crowd.
We didn't think... I love the Nightline. Yeah.
Now, Ted pretty might sock some of those kitties.
Yeah.
But I don't think we're going to hear any cuss words.
Before we get to number three, did you see... I don't know if it was a lecture or I had someone during game one, a guy on Twitter was like, yeah, I don't think you know what no pegging is. And I was like, no, I'm pretty well aware.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we're good.
We covered it quite extensively for about half an hour.
He's like, looking at your tweets. He's like, I don't think you do. No, we do.
Yeah, we do. That's the point of the hashtag.
Relax.
But thanks.
Guy from Twitter.
So I'm looking forward to when this series goes into the weekend. We'll be out here again on Friday.
Yeah, me too.
I got to tell you, though, my Saturday... I've already got carved out for one event.
Row wedding.
I'm going to cry. I'm going to hoot and holler. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to chortle a few times.
Feeling nostalgic for your white boy roots?
I love the royal wedding.
You might
wait. I'm not white.
You might.
Sorry, I got that line the other day from some other white I know. I was like, yeah, you are.
You might want to go to Canada. Or get some satellite television, I think.
Are they totally into it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, because CNN International is available up there, which you can get it on some carriers here, too. But it's just the international coverage, and BBC is also up there. The international coverage of this is insane.
Yeah.
And all those channels are just, you know, they're in the hotel.
Well, you should know, I haven't moved my radio dial, other radio at times, from BBC Radio.
Okay.
I'm totally into this.
Yeah.
I want to know more about Markle. I want to know more about the Markle dad.
The father.
The dad is
the key to this whole story.
We got betting odds on who's going to walk this broad down the aisle. Is it going to be Prince William? Is it Charles? Would you let Charles walk it down the aisle?
Yeah.
Can he walk?
Yeah.
I think he's still up, right?
Okay, I don't know.
That's a good point. He's getting up there. What a bummer for him, man.
It's been a while since I've seen him, but I don't pay much attention.
When you think about it, what a bummer. God, I don't want to do Royals talk because I love it, but I love it too much. What a bummer for him. He's never going to be king.
Nope.
And what do? You root against your mom?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Right? Is there a point where you're like, all right, 90 plus, mom, enough.
Give it up.
Can I be the king for two freaking years?
I think you're definitely already cheering against her, yeah.
This may be his high point. This may be the last grand public appearance that he gets to make. Is the Markle wedding.
I certainly wouldn't make him like the one that decides if the plug ever gets pulled. You know he's just pulling. He's yanking it.
He's got the paper? Yeah.
Just yank it.
It's going to be a quick decision. Not mean at all.
He goes, just yank it, and he starts fitting on crowns. Which one fits best?
Not callous on our point whatsoever.
No.
Will you bet on the royal wedding?
No.
Prince William, 3-1 to walk her down the aisle. Prince Charles, 10-1.
Ladies and gentlemen, your golden age.
Is there a swerve with the dad? I mean, is the dad out for sure?
Dad's out officially.
He just got out of the hospital a couple hours ago.
Okay.
Is the mom on the list?
I think the mom can walk her down, right? Can you do a woman walking down the...
I think it has to be a man.
It doesn't have to be.
Royal protocol.
Whoa.
I'm out.
I know if it's a regular wedding, of course, but...
They are pretty hardcore.
Calm down.
Yeah.
No, they are pretty hardcore.
Yeah, of course. By the way, the only thing I care about is Pippa going to be there?
But
I think she'll be there.
Pippa Middleton?
Shout out Pippa.
No, the other Pippa. Yes.
other Pippa.
Yes, Pippa Middleton. Although
Pippa Simpson.
I believe she's pregnant right now, so maybe it doesn't matter if she's there or not.
Next story.
Number two.
One more time for Where Do You Love?
Just let him peter out.
So what are you letting this marinate? Like, what is going on?
It's ambiance, live radio.
Let's go! Get loud!
We're having like a staring contest over
still,
here.
You still like having this instead of just the hockey?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. And we were talking about in the arena.
The idea that he would like just the hockey in Las Vegas.
I know.
Will you come on? Lottery yesterday used to be one of my favorite events because it was neat and tidy and would end in like 15 minutes. That was the worst.
Well, and your Nets are always in it.
Good point.
Yeah.
Go Nets, go.
But they traded away all their picks, so no dice. Did you see what the highlight was of the lottery? Aside from the number one pick.
No, I didn't. I was on the plane. I didn't get to see it. In all the
NHL, ladies and gentlemen. How hardcore are you on Seinfeld?
Very.
Do you know who Jamie Gertz is?
Yeah, of course.
Look at his face light up.
You want to tell people who she is?
Well, in Seinfeld, she was Kitty Spare Square.
Right.
I have no squares to spare.
What happened?
Her and Elaine were both in the restroom at Monk's, and Elaine ran out of toilet paper in her stall, so she asked the person in the next stall, which happened to be Jamie Gertz, if she could spare a square, and she said no, she had no squares to spare.
So she's married to the... She did well for herself. She's married to the owner of the Hawks.
Oh, wow.
So she repped...
Upgrade!
Spare Square Lady from Seinfeld repped the Hawks at the lottery.
That's awesome.
It actually provided a little bit of luck. They moved up. They're in the three hole. Not bad.
That's good.
She told the story to Zach Lowe. When people see her out...
Are they always asking for toilet paper?
They're always asking, no, they actually follow her to the bathroom and then go into the bit. Now that's creepy.
That's awesome.
I'd be the worst famous person
what they're
for
doing,
that reason.
Because set it up. She's in the stall and then someone goes into the stall next to her and then starts chatting her up.
Asks for toilet paper. That's actually brilliant.
That's nerve-wracking.
I would like to know how often it actually has happened. That is great. It's great.
What if this lady, Jamie Gertz, the actor from Seinfeld, is a loud defecator?
Oh boy!
Then you got to worry about like
paparazzi.
You know, because when you're
paparazzi,
I'm just gonna tell you. Yeah. Look at him crack himself up. He's done. Look at Chrissy with the paparazzi. She went. She lost it. Stop laughing, both of you. This is worse than just sitting here listening to the guy scream.
Adam is cracking himself up today.
I was proud of that.
Well done, Adam.
Thank you.
That deserves a rim shot.
Oh! The Suns got the number one pick. The Kings actually moved up from 7-2. Who do you take?
Well, are you assuming Ayton's going one?
Who do you take? No.
Oh, I'll take Ayton.
I'm saying at one.
Ayton should be the first pick to me.
The Suns' new coach has experience coaching this Luka Doncic kid.
Yeah, you coached him over in Slovenia, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So he's in on them, and then Slovenia, am I correct on geography here, part of the former Yugoslavia. Well, who runs...
Melania's home country.
Who runs the Kings? Vlade Divac.
Yeah, Vlade.
The way I look at this kid, because, again, people rave about him. He's playing pro ball since he's 16. Supposed to be outstanding. And I do not... I hate writing off European prospects like they're more risky than American prospects. But what happens in those two markets if they whiff, if they get this kid and he's not great?
It'll be like every other draft. It always seems to happen that way, right? You look at a top
that's
three.
That's not a good answer.
Not a bad answer?
Like,
okay.
No, these two cities have to land a great player. In a draft where there's going to be four or five great players, you can't draft... Now, again, I'm very much stereotyping European players. Like, you can't draft Freddie Weiss, you know? Now, the Knicks eventually got a great player in Porzingis. Who knows what's going to happen with this Teal Aquina guy? But you can't freaking miss when DeAndre Ayton's sitting there and when Marvin Bagley, who I think those two guys are the two guys that the debate is really between. Now, that said, I haven't seen Doncic play a lot. Aside from I love watching, European basketball and workouts, there's a lot of pressure.
Was there any chair?
I just don't see – I think consensus-wise, Ayton, by and large, is viewed as the top pick, and then you factor in that he's already been a part of the state of Arizona and the regional aspects of Phoenix and what their expectations are. I think Ayton's a no-brainer to go
number
one.
So if you're trying to build to win a championship and you get a 7-1, 260 center, you're going to beat the Celtics small ball – And the Warriors small ball, huh?
No one's beating the Warriors, man.
Ever? Ever again.
I mean, in 6, 7 years,
then don't draft anybody.
No, you take your draft. You take the best player on the board. You take the players that make you better.
Ryan, that's my question.
Yeah, but you're talking about winning championships.
In this, no. You that has to be the goal.
Yeah.
Curry and Durant and Klay Thompson.
It can be the goal in a decade.
And they're not there for 10 years together. Don't be ridiculous. I'll make that bet.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that.
They're not going to be there together in 10 years. In this era of basketball, when the leading personnel people are like, we don't need a center. We want to be, you know, long up front, and we want to have lots of three-point shooters, and we want to play great defense. Do you play 7-1-2? Do you draft 7-1-2-65 guys?
I think getting a guy like Ayton and then put four shooters around him is the way to go. I mean, I think that would be the formula.
I think he's awesome.
Yeah, so do I.
It's just my question is, and we've talked about this with Brandon McCoy, who's not, you know, quite as athletic as Ayton, and he's, you know, he's smaller. Obviously, he's not 7-1. What's going to happen to all these bigs? You know, if you don't have face the basket skills both offensively and defensively, can you have a team take you with a top five pick?
No, I think it's an interesting debate, and it's a different era in basketball. And we've seen, as you mentioned, that's what the Celtics are doing, that's what the Warriors are doing, and I'm sure a lot of people want to do that. The problem is, you know, finding guys that are that good to play that system. I mean, yeah, it's great if you can go small ball like the Warriors if you have Curry and Durant, and you've got a 7-foot guy that can play like a guard and knock down threes and be a matchup nightmare like Durant is. But I think there is something still to be said about a guy who could dominate and who could be an effective player in the post like Ayton could.
Top story.
Number one.
Do it again. Top story.
Number one.
Loud and proud. I like it. Sorry.
Number one.
I didn't mean to scream you into oblivion on the basketball take. I don't think you can have the attitude that, hey, let's just give
no,
up.
No, I mean, listen, you're right. It is a fan's take, right? I'm just sitting here, blanket statement, no one's beating Golden State. But, Steve, no one's beating Golden State. So I don't know what to say to that. As long as that team is together.
You can still analyze basketball
and
talk about a team's efforts to build
Here's how I look at it. No one's beating Golden State, especially if you're Phoenix. You want to sell tickets. You want to get people inspired. You want to take the best player available. Ayton's the way to go.
Right.
I mean, it's the clear pick. He's going to sell tickets. You're going to sell jerseys. You're going to be a little bit more relevant than you were the season before. Uh-huh. That's what you want because you're not beating Golden State.
And in the NBA, as opposed to the NHL, there's a building process. It's just the history of the NBA. The dominant players are on certain teams, and teams kind of step up the ladder. So, yes, the Suns are not going to pass the Warriors in 2 years. That ain't going to happen. We saw the Jazz make a big leap forward. Teams don't generally. The Celtics might be a really special case that they can jump all the way to the top of the Eastern Conference, although they were very good a year ago. All right, I want to get into keys to the game. We'll get Big Mac's keys in a couple of minutes. Your biggest key is what?
The Golden Knights could not create turnovers in game one. They had one takeaway in the entire game. That is such a key to their offense. We see how much they have fueled offense by getting turnovers in the neutral zone. They finally did that in game two, and they turned them into goals. They have to continue to do that. Own the neutral zone, create turnovers in the neutral zone. We saw Schmidt made a great play combined with Riley Smith on getting a takeaway that led to the Marchessault goal on a line change. That's what they have to keep doing. And if they don't do that, then I think what happened in game one will continue to happen. But how they played in game two, once Winnipeg slowed down after that initial burst, they started to create turnovers again. They turned them into goals. That's how Vegas has played all year long. They have to do that again. Create turnovers, force mistakes, and when you do it on the line change, it helps even more. But just create turnovers, control the puck in the neutral zone. You don't turn it over, you do create turnovers, just like any other sport, but that's what you have to do tonight.
Getting ready for a 6 o'clock start. We're about 32 minutes away. Crowd starting to build. A little different crowd tonight because of the earlier start. People working. It's going to be a little difficult to get down here. So that's something we need to break down. I wonder what the noise level is going to be like from the fans at the start of the game, which has been a gigantic advantage in the playoffs for VGK. We've been playing interviews with some of the players that guys grabbed earlier in the show. We heard from Lucas Spisa. Now we've got Derek England. He had a chance to sit down with Magnum. And we're back in a couple of minutes, but here's Derek England with Chris Chapman.
Derek, just talk about how big it was to get that win in game two up there. It's huge. You know, they have home ice, and you know, at least you want to go in and get a split, and get one of them against a really good team. So to get that second one was a big boost for us.
It seemed like Flower did some really big things early in that game to kind of take the crowd out of it, and then of course you guys get the early goal. What kinds of things do you need to do tonight to kind of prevent them from doing the same to you guys tonight?
Oh, we got to come out and match their intensity. We got to get to our game right from the drop of the puck and not sit back.
I was fortunate enough to be up there for those two games, and I was kind of overwhelmed by the atmosphere. As a player on the ice, and especially being Canadian, how cool is it for you to be on the ice and to watch the anthem singer just stop and allow the crowd to take over?
It's a great atmosphere up there. It always has been. It's always fun going into that building as an opponent and seeing that. It gets you going as well. So. It's a good crowd to go in as a visiting team.
Is it pretty intimidating? Because it seems like it would be a little intimidating as an opposing player in that building.
Yeah, I think after a while you don't get intimidated. You try to feed off how loud it is and the fans, even though they're cheering against you. You gotta feed off that as well.
One of the things I always kind of ask you about is just how special this whole thing is to you. And, you know, it's like we're at a progression, now three wins away from playing for a Stanley Cup. For you, a guy who played minor hockey here and now being, you know, just three wins away, how special is it to you to be part of this?
Oh, it's been great right from day one. We got a long ways to go yet. And, chipping away, get ready for tonight.
Hit up Cofield and Company on Facebook, like ESPN Las Vegas.
Drake.
God's plan. God's plan.
And Migos bring you Aubrey and the Three Amigos Tour. Friday and Saturday, October 5th and 6th, MGM Grand Garden Arena. American Express card members, get your tickets now through Thursday, May 17th at 10 p.m. before the general public on Friday, May 18th at 10 a.m. For tickets, visit AXS.com. Performing as part of the American Express Concert Series. Supply is limited. American Express terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your number one real estate guy. When you want top dollar for your house, when you want a real estate professional that successfully negotiated over 5,000 sales, then I'm your guy. Free attorney representation for your short sale and cash back guaranteed. Buying your ugly house and giving you cash within 5 days. And for traditional sales, getting you the highest price possible in your community. Folks, it's all about the experience, and I have over 20 years of it. See for yourself. Go to TheRealEstateGuyLV.com and check out our amazing reviews. You will always meet with me, so call me today. 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. 702-310-6683. 048 Realty. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. You know, Chuck, people think that a short-term loan is, like, really expensive.
That's simply not the case. These are short-term loans, and normally just for a few weeks. We only charge a daily interest. So if you need the loan for a week, a few days, a month, whatever, you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out.
Does it cost anything to apply, or doc fees, or early payoff fees?
Not at all. How about this? You come in on a Monday, borrow $500 to pay your rent, because your landlord charges $125 late fee.
Okay, I'm with you.
At Dollar Loan Center, that loan would only cost you $2.75 a day in interest. If you need the money for just 4 days and you get paid that Friday, you'd pay $11 in interest. Really, 11 bucks. You do the math.
We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Payment amounts based on biweekly pay frequency with annual percentage rate of 199.99%. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
As tens of thousands of culinary and bartender union members fight to defend what they've earned, we have the chance to elect someone who works as hard and believes as much as we do. Before he ever got into politics, Stephen Horsford worked for working people. Stephen Horsford ran the training program that gave thousands of working families the chance to have what the Culinary and Bartenders Union are fighting to protect. Stephen Horsford campaigned to raise the minimum wage, fought for equal pay, and won affordable health care. When the Republicans defeated Stephen, he didn't give up. He kept the faith and kept moving ahead. With so much at stake, we need Stephen Horsford now. Livelihoods are on the line now. The threats we face are now. Stephen Horsford belongs back in the United States Congress now. Paid for by Unite Here Tip State and Local Fund, which is responsible for the content of this ad, 212-265-7000, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
I'm Burton Hughes, General Manager here at Subaru of Las Vegas. We'd like to welcome you to visit us anytime, whether you're looking for a new Subaru or just a nice hot latte or cold slushy. Our warm, friendly store experience is why Subaru of America awarded us with their highest level of recognition for outstanding customer service, the Subaru Love Promise Customer Commitment Award. You see, your interest in Subaru makes you more than a customer. You're a kindred spirit. So stop in and say hello. You're always welcome here. Subaru of Las Vegas.
We're down to the final hand. Nevada goes all in. New Jersey calls. No matter what happens now, we've got a winner.
WSOP.com is excited to announce Interstate Play. Don't miss out on $1 million guarantees, $100,000 Sundays, and 4 official World Series of Poker bracelets all online. Come be a poker champion at WSOP.com. Terms and conditions apply. Must be over 21 and in Nevada to play. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Have you turned on your air conditioner yet this year? If you haven't, it probably won't be long. When you do, listen carefully for a moment. Does anything sound or smell different than usual? If not, you're probably in the clear. If it does, calmly pick up the phone and call the Yes Man, because the funny smell or sound probably means you have a problem. Whether you need a new air conditioner or just service for yours, the Yes Man will get it working and keep it working. Get the number in your phone, 888-4937, or visit theyesmancan.com. License 71246.
On any road, at any time, a dozen different stories are flying by.
Don't worry, honey. You're going to do great at the spelling.
Be careful. There are always deer on this road.
That's why we at Interstate Battery sell some of the longest-lasting batteries in the business.
You remembered your speech, right?
At the light, and the theater will be on your
left. The suitcase? What do you mean you left the suitcase?
Because you can't finish a story, then never get started.
I spy with my little...
I think this is the place.
Interstate Batteries. Find a dealer near you at interstatebatteries.com.
Drake,
God's plan. God's plan.
And Migos bring you Aubrey and the Three Amigos Tour, Friday and Saturday, October 5th and 6th, MGM Grand Garden Arena. American Express card members, get your tickets now through Thursday, May 17th at 10 p.m. before the general public on Friday, May 18th at 10 a.m. For tickets, visit AXS.com. Performing as part of the American Express Concert Series. Supply is limited. American Express terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
Bridal season is here, and MJ is feeling and giving the love. Throughout May, purchase any diamond engagement ring and receive a store credit of $300 towards a wedding band. Need more? Visit MJ on May 19th for a spectacular wedding band sales event featuring unique designs from Lashbrook and Crown. Perfect for him and her. Offers include a free band or credit with purchase. Visit MJ for details. MJ Christensen, celebrating bridal season, one I do at a time. Located in Boca Park.
Can't touch this.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
Protection along, but it's stolen. Marchessault's got a great look all by himself. He shoots. He scores. Marchessault slams it home on the backhand. The jaunty Jonathan Marchessault makes it 2-0 Knights.
No, Marcy was real good tonight. He scored 2 big goals, but I thought all their team did their jobs tonight. Everybody played their role tonight. They did an excellent job what they done, and obviously that top line, when they get going and they make some plays and they got some time and space like they did, they scored a couple beautiful goals. So they were really good, and they were good, strong, and strong defensively also. So great game by that line.
It's amazing how playoffs play out, you know, over 5, 6, 7 games. In the NHL, in the NBA to a certain extent. Just how the highs and lows, like how bad you feel after game one. of the Jets and VGK series. Not that the Knights were out of it, but confidence now has to be sky high. Knights played their game, and so many of their individuals, and I'm not saying they don't play like a team, they do, but so many of their great individuals were on display, and you heard the Marchessault goal coming back. I mean, he was incredible. I mean, he's put in a position for good chances, and then he didn't squander them.
Well, that's the one thing, right? Like, there are a lot of good chances throughout the course of a hockey game to follow through on it. And you know what really stood out to me? And this isn't a key or anything to the game, but one thing that really stood out to me, and we touched on a little bit earlier, but the ease and the calmness and the levity of a Marchessault and Carlson, that one line in these moments. Like, you saw it. I don't know if it was – I can't recall if it was the first or the second goal by Marchessault. They were both backhanders. But one of them specifically, I mean, he really took his time on that, knowing that the time was there. And that's just such a testament to someone who hasn't been in this situation, right, to have that calmness, to have that state of mind, to be able to pull off a goal like that and to remain calm in that moment. It just – it speaks volumes to this team.
And they were inches away in that first period of game two from being up 4-0.
Yep.
I mean, amazing shots that just happened to hit the post.
Yep, that's hockey.
Nuts. Totally nuts. This whole story, just like watching people walk in here, it really is to be sitting here for a game three of the Western Conference Finals, potentially setting up, if the Golden Knights can win this series, a series against the Capitals, who have been, you know, so hard luck in the playoffs, will be insane. A series, I mean, we're sitting out here, it's 92 degrees.
It's perfect.
You could have the NHL, which, you know, up until 25 years ago, it's like, hey, it's a northern sport, Canadian, cold weather. You could have a Tampa-Vegas final where it's like 80-plus in both locations outside before the games. It's nuts. The growth of the game, and people kill Gary Bettman, and they've made mistakes over the years.
Oh,
but
sure, yeah.
They're in a sweet spot right now with a lot of these new markets really into hockey and with really good teams. So let's get into the keys to the game. Big Mac's got four of them. Let's see. First, change nothing.
That's what I was going to say.
It's
kind of like three, because if I had an option, yeah. I mean, just can change nothing be a key? Because literally game two was about the perfect game that you want to see from Las Vegas in terms of what they were able to do in the neutral zone, how they were able to limit Winnipeg's speed by not playing physical. They did it by just good old hockey know-how and neutral zone forechecking, and obviously forechecking past the neutral zone, a definition of it. But no, it's just a perfect game.
I love what Ken Wiebe from Winnipeg said earlier, the Winnipeg Sun reporter, where he's like, the forecheck on the Jet side didn't work because they couldn't find anyone to hit because they were so, one, fast, and then just – controlled, and it was great. Absolutely great in game two. All right, key number two, neutralize Winnipeg speed.
Absolutely, and by doing that, you do it the way you did it in game one, and you do that with a strong forecheck and neutralize and a strong forecheck and neutral zone pressure without sacrificing your game. And I brought that up earlier in the show. They managed to do that, VGK, with only 7 hits in game two. So they were able to slow Winnipeg down without taking themselves out of their gaming by getting overly physical. Vegas can be a physical team, right? McNabb can hit. England can hit. Neal can hit. They're just not a better team when they do it. And they found a way in game two to do it in an absolute textbook manner. And if they can do that tonight, Winnipeg is in real trouble.
Key number three from Big Mac is score early, which is one of those duh, but in this case you want to get the Jets kind of feeling like everything's against them. And as I said earlier, this building is going to be super loud. I wonder if it's going to be max loudness right at the beginning, or if it's going to take until the middle of the first period because of the early start time. Will everyone be here?
Well, I think they'll be here mostly. I think when you talk about stuff like that, when you talk about fan interaction, it really depends on how the flow of the game goes. That's why that Tampa Bay game in December was so exciting, because it was so much back and forth and opportune goals being scored at opportune moments that pit the crowd against one another and built that momentum throughout the game. So it's going to be hot, no doubt. The crowd's going to be into it. But that's why I say score first. And yes, you're right. It is a duh kind of comment to make, but at the same time, it's something Vegas specifically has made a hallmark on this season and doing regularly, is scoring early at T-Mobile. So if you can do that, if you can make it feel comfortable, make it feel like it's another T-Mobile game like it's another VGK home game. I mean, it just plays into your favor in a remarkable way. And once Vegas, similar to Winnipeg, once Winnipeg gets a lead, they don't squander it. Same thing with Vegas. Once Vegas gets a lead, more often than not, they hold on to that lead. So if they can score early, boy, we're going to be off and running.
We'll get to your final key here in a second.
Yeah.
It's Cofield, Big Mac, about 15 minutes away from the beginning of Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals between your Vegas Golden Knights and the Winnipeg Jets. One more thing on the crowd. Our poll question, we posted it earlier today, about the get-in price. If you're going to the game tonight, two tickets, what did it run you? Under $400, over $400, over $600, over $800. Over $400 is 37%. Under $400, actually, 29% of the people responding said they got in for that price. 13% over $800, 21% over $600. That's you. Is there any worry at all with the massive jump in ticket prices that some of the 40-plus game fans were shut out of this, and we've got some new fans in the building who may not be at the same volume level?
I guarantee that's happened.
Okay.
I know for a fact that's happened.
So if you paid a lot of money for tickets and you're driving in right now, well, I hope you're not driving in still. Be loud.
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be like – I don't think we're going to be dealing with like – anything that was like earlier in the season.
When no wine and cheese crowd.
Right, when Buffalo came in, when Detroit came in, you know, when Montreal came in. Like, those were split crowds, right? 50-50. I'm looking around. It isn't even going to be close to that.
Hundreds or dozens of Jets fans?
Hundreds.
Okay.
I'm thinking,
not thousands.
No, I don't think we're going to hit 1,000. I think we're going to hit about 400 or 500, just the way I'm looking around right now. It'll be a decent representation, but this is going to be a Vegas home crowd through and through.
And interesting. It's been a little quiet. Key number four for Big Mac, James Neal.
And listen, had a fine playoff series, 100%. You are absolutely distracting me, Steve Cofield.
Look at that.
Oh, man. The sights that Vegas can only bring on a Western Conference final.
That is a keister.
Oh, boy. So, no, James Neal,
that
right?
That is a catcher's mitt I'm not doing. Chrissy, if you can only see.
Oh,
audience, if you can only see.
That's a lot of woman.
Lovely, tall, muscular woman.
Are we talking like a booty?
I guess.
Key number four.
Key number four.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, definitely. Let's keep me. I'm a very easily sidetracked individual. This is not where we want to go.
Well, that's an easy transition into James Neal.
Oh, I know, right? Easy peasy.
Right?
Cofield's really trying to sabotage me here. All right, so no, James Neal, obviously, you know, he's been a hallmark of this team all season long. He's had a fine playoffs. But when I look at his last five games, he has one goal. And not only is it one goal, it's 1 point. And he's had 17 shots. That one goal equates for one point over the last five games. He has a tendency, they call him Big Game James for a reason. He has a tendency to step up when Vegas needs him most. Series is tied 1-1. Crowd is going to be hot. He has only netted one goal in the last five games. I would expect a big game from James Neal.
It's Big Mac. It's Cofield. Let's play another one of our great interviews that was grabbed by Magnum, this time with Pierre-Edouard Belmar, and then we'll come back with the grab bag as the puck drops in less than 15 minutes.
They got a lot of size and speed, so how challenging is it for you when you're out there on the ice against their first line?
Well, you don't want them to build speed. That's the key thing. You want to make sure that you're in front of that speed or you're matching that speed right away, because if you are somehow stand still, then it's going to bring trouble to just not me as a player, but to the entire line. So that's the biggest challenge. Make sure that see who you're playing against, and depending on who you're playing against, make sure that you're on your horse right away.
It seemed like you guys came out in the first 10 minutes the other night and played a lot harder than maybe game one. Maybe not harder, but not the right word. But you played different in that first 10 minutes Monday as opposed
to... We were better connected. So you take two strides extra instead of taking two strides under. And then suddenly you had the puck faster, so you have an extra millisecond that make you make a play better, right, for the next guy. And we help each other a little better than on game number one. Game number one, it was kind of... the plays in the first 10 minutes were like a last chance play, you know, like, oh, now I touch the puck, I have nothing. Okay, I'm going to give it to him. But then it's the same problem for him. Game number two, I think we skated harder and we just worked.
All season long, this team has responded when their backs are against the wall. Do you kind of enjoy having the pressure of almost a must-win game?
Not especially. I mean, it's not that I enjoy it or I don't see it as a... you can't play the game thinking that if you lose, you're out. Like, I'm playing the game, and my mindset is like, all right, we have the team to win. We're going for, we have to win the game, and it's every game. Sometimes the situation makes you be against the wall, but my way to play doesn't change because that situation.
The atmosphere in that building, I kind of said it's like a European soccer game. Mm-hmm. When you're on the ice and you see that, is it pretty easy to get really, you know, hyped up to play in an atmosphere like that, even as a visiting player?
Well, yeah, I that's what I do. I try to think of myself like it's nuts. I mean, they're obviously chanting for their team and to pump them up, but I mean, if you don't, like, you don't have to tell yourself it's for somebody else. You can tell yourself it's for you. So when you get a hit, they're going to boo, they're going to yell. It's like, yeah, I mean, you did something right, right? So when they yell flower, flower, or flurry, like, that's like I told him. They must like him a lot. Like, it's as simple as that. It's still the experience, and it's the crowd is still incredible. So it's how you have your perception of it that is going to stress you or pump you up. For me, it's pumping me up for sure.
You want them to chant Belmar, right? Is that what you're saying?
No, not at all. As long as they keep going flower, our crowd, whatever crowd, that means that he's such a big guy, an important guy, that people have to talk about him. I like it.
He seems to really respond well and play well with the crowd. I mean, is that comforting as when you're on the ice as a player to see that?
Absolutely. I mean, you know about the kind of guy he is. He's been here for forever. He's got 3 cups, and he's still doing little extras every day, still having a big smile on his face. You can still chirp him when you score, and he's going to chirp you when he saves the puck. This guy is a confident guy that just loves hockey, and he plays. He's nuts out every night. And so whenever you know it's going to be a goal that maybe he wants back, or he's going to bounce back right away, because that's not like him to just like cave and just because people are yelling his name. He's a strong-minded guy. Otherwise, he wouldn't be here and he wouldn't have achieved everything he has achieved.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
I'm attorney Matt Hoffman with Battleborn Injury Lawyers. Do you think insurance companies want you to hire an attorney? Why do you think they hire celebrities for their commercials? Do they hire them to gain your trust? Don't be fooled. Insurance companies want to pay you as little as possible, and it's my job to maximize your recovery and make sure you don't get ripped off. If you've been injured, call me, Matt Hoffman, or Justin Watkins at Battleborn Injury Lawyers, 570-9000. That's 570-9000.
Bridal season is here, and MJ is feeling and giving the love. Throughout May, purchase any diamond engagement ring and receive a store credit of $300 towards a wedding band. Need more? Visit MJ on May 19th for a spectacular wedding band sales event featuring unique designs from Lashbrook & Crown. Perfect for him and her. Offers include a free band or credit with purchase. Visit MJ for details. MJ Christensen, celebrating bridal season, one I do at a time. Located in Boca Park.
Kansas. A night to remember. Kansas live. With the music that helped make rock classic. Doors open at 7, Saturday, June 2nd. Sunset Station Outdoor Amphitheater. Tickets can be purchased now at any Station Casinos Rewards Center or online at stationcasinoslive.com.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. Chuck, can you tell us who the typical customer at Dollar Loan Center is?
You know that 40% of the population has a credit score of less than 550 or doesn't even have a checking account? And 25% of the population uses some type of short-term lender? What's my point? Try going to a bank and borrowing $800 for a couple weeks. They have no idea how to help you. And like it or not, that's the exact banking transaction that most people really need.
And Dollar Loan Center can fill that void, right?
We process hundreds of loans every day, and we love to say yes. We approve over 75% of our applicants and can send you out the door with cash in less than 30 minutes. In our world, that's what real people are looking for.
Absolutely. Thanks, Chuck. Get up to $5,000 in just minutes at Dollar Loan Center. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Have you turned on your air conditioner yet this year? If you haven't, it probably won't be long. When you do, listen carefully for a moment. Does anything sound or smell different than usual? If not, you're probably in the clear. If it does, calmly pick up the phone and call the Yes Man, because the funny smell or sound probably means you have a problem. Whether you need a new air conditioner or just service for yours, the Yes Man will get it working and keep it working. Get the number in your phone, 888-4937, or visit theyesmancan.com. License 71246.
On any road, at any time, a dozen different stories are flying by.
Don't worry, honey. You're going to do great at the spelling.
Be careful. There are always deer on this road.
That's why we at Interstate Battery sell some of the longest-lasting batteries in the business.
You remembered your speech, right?
At the light, and the theater will be on your...
Left the suitcase? What do you mean you left the suitcase?
Because you can't finish a story that never gets started.
I spy with my little...
I think this is the place.
Interstate Batteries. Find a dealer near you at interstatebatteries.com.
At Finley Toyota, we do things big. With over 800 new Toyotas in stock, that's the largest selection of new Toyotas in the entire state of Nevada. That's a big deal. It means while you're going over our extensive selection, my entire team is running to get a great deal on that exact Toyota right before your eyes. So what are you waiting for? If you're thinking of buying a new car, come down to find that car you've only been dreaming of, because we're all about making big dreams a reality at Finley Toyota. I'm John Barr, and I'll do anything to sell you a car.
Drake,
God's plan,
and Migos bring you Aubrey and the Three Amigos Tour, Friday and Saturday, October 5th and 6th, MGM Grand Garden Arena. American Express card members, get your tickets now through Thursday, May 17th at 10 p.m., before the general public on Friday, May 18th at 10 a.m. For tickets, visit AXS.com. Performing as part of the American Express Concert Series. Supply is limited. American Express terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
It's Cofield and Company's...
You want it? Check it out.
Grab bag.
Smells like fish in here.
Hey, don't touch that. That's nothing to play with, man.
On ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM.
Stick your hand in there, Dave.
All right, puck dropping in less than 5 minutes. Once we're off, flip it over for play-by-play to Fox 1340 and 98.9 FM, our sister station, doing a great job covering the Golden Knights all year long. Man, I love the national coverage as people discover the story and discover Vegas and try to write the fan features. There was another really weird one in USA Today by a guy named Kevin Allen. And again, it was one of these stories that was kind of based on a couple of quotes from fans. And he was asking fans about the celebrities who've turned out. And, like, the two fans he talked to weren't really aware of, like, any of the celebrities that turned up.
Right.
They were just naming weird people. And I just found it really interesting. Like, Chumley got a shout-out. And then one of the guys said, he's like, oh, yeah, one of our local heroes, the guy Rick, the boss down at Pawn Stars, one of our local heroes. I'm like,
hero?
What is – like, what local fans are you representing?
Yeah, I don't – that's not weird. Who I would think of.
It's so weird.
And our boy Derek Stevens. I actually saw Derek Stevens on the big NHL Network intro package that they did for the playoffs. He was there – banging on the glass.
He deserves it. I mean, he's back.
Absolutely.
He backed the team from the get-go.
Yep.
That downtown events center party for the road games is freaking tremendous. Also in this USA Today story today, a quote from Charles Barkley, who's like, yeah, I heard Vegas is crazy for these games. I got to get out there. We know why Charles wants to come out, though.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with hockey.
It's a little bit of the game. He does like hockey.
Did he pay up his debts? He clean now?
No. I don't think he paid them all off. I think a lot of times when... when folks have debts that high, they'll forgive some of the debts just so he keeps coming back, and they're like, we're going to get the money eventually.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he was in the suit big time.
Oh, yeah.
But we told you, he was here at, I think it was Mandalay, like 4 months ago, and playing just like insane, you know, $1,000 blackjack, like three hands at a time. So it was higher than that, actually. I think it was like, I don't want him to speak.
Right.
It may have been up in like the 10 or 20K per hand. He's a lunatic, but yeah, I could see him coming out being all fired up for the games.
I would love to see Charles at a game. That is one crossover / bandwagoner I would happily welcome over to the team. Nothing like Carrie Underwood or some of these other bums. Bring on Charles.
She got the cold shoulder, didn't she?
And rightfully so. You're married to Mike Fisher. You sing the anthem. You are tied unequivocally to the Nashville Predators, a team in the Western Conference. It's unacceptable. Got shut down with quickness, as it should have been.
People around Vegas who really know her when she comes to town, I'd love to hear some stories. Is she cool? Because you never know with celebrities if they're cool or if they're lamos or if they're freaking diva and pain in the asses.
I've heard rumblings about old Carrie. Hey, know some concierges here in the
you hear these rumblings, high end. Yeah,
you hear.
We'll stick with Golden Pipes.
Yes.
If, you know, I don't know. I don't think he can carry the tune anymore. But if, you know, freaking Wayne Newton wants to come out, then Wayne Newton can do it. We don't need outsiders, Carrie. Stick with your hubby. Stick with your team.
Keep it Vegas.
Bandwagon's full.
Mostly.
Mostly.
Mostly, except for Charles.
If you're a snotty singer, bandwagon's full. All right, what's your prediction? What's going to happen?
I like Vegas. I think it's going to be a little bit higher scoring. I was pretty on the money with game two. I like game three to be, let's say, 5-3 Vegas.
All right, thanks to Battleborn Injury Lawyers for making this all possible. These extended shows before all of VGK's run to the Stanley Cup final. Maybe. Chrissy, great job booking the show. Andrew down here with the tech setup. Move over to 1340. Game is on in just a couple of minutes.